Well, we're still exploring the takeouts, but I think that the meeting was a great step to explore exactly what the problem is and exactly what the problem isn't. Because when people talk about housing, they normally mean government housing or social housing. But it was important to note that one of the things that came out of the meeting, that this is housing all up and down the spectrum. So this is, you know, your small two-bedroom cottages all the way up to your five- and six-bedroom mansions. Everything is in short supply. You know, we're seeing families missing out on homes. We're seeing people living on their own, struggling to find homes. And it actually goes to the breadth of the problem that we have here, not just one small confined sector, it's everybody. And it's a difficult challenge ahead of us is how to fix that quickly. Medium term and long term, we can look at solutions to bring on more housing, but it's often the immediate term. What can we do today to get people into homes today? That's the very challenging part. And some of the solutions that people might put up, they have their own issues as well. I know one of the solutions people talk about is getting rid of Airbnbs, but you know, Airbnbs are now a pretty crucial part of our tourism sector as well.
Mm.
And if we get rid of them, then that has a flow-on effect of tourism and jobs. But the other thing that we've, we had some real estate agents in the room. We asked them, are people taking permanent rental properties off the market and converting to Airbnbs? And, you know, the response was no, that they're existing Airbnbs that have been that way for quite some time. So we need to look at all the options. And I know I've been talking to council and the Minister for Housing to look at some social housing. But the other thing we need to look at as well is, as a community, we need to look at where we want these new houses. And I think everyone accepts that it needs to be a mixture of infill housing, which means, you know, adding a bit more density into our CBDs, mm-hmm. as well as looking at new housing developments where, you know, people who want a backyard, they might have kids and a dog, they can do that stuff with a backyard. It needs to be a mixture of both. And I think this is where the community has a role to play, and, you know, they need to be somewhat accepting of new houses when they're being proposed.
But what do we do now? What are the plans for now? I mean, we've got a Coffs Harbour bypass that's just about to start. We talk about the 12,000 jobs with that. Some of those jobs are going to be people that are coming to town who are going to be trying to look for houses. We talk about decentralising and bringing government agencies to town. Where do they live as well?
Yeah, and you're exactly right. It's a difficult challenge. And, you know, we're looking at things like, you know, for the bypass, do we ask the contractor to create their own accommodation like they do on the mines? That's one option. Ultimately, whatever we do, it does take some time to build homes. And, you know, you're looking at a 6 to 12 month lead time to get into a home from scratch. So in the short term, we're going to have to think very creatively. And I've got meetings set up with council later this week to talk more about this issue.
How did we get to this point, Gurmesh, that, you know, we've all of a sudden got this problem?
It's not been something that's happened suddenly. I think it's something that happens over a period of time. And you know, we've always got a target in Coffs Harbour of how many new homes we need to build to keep up with the population growth. And they've been, I think, slightly under, you know, just slightly under for about 10 years. Some years they're over, some years they're under. But on a 10-year average, they're slightly under. On top of that, throw in COVID, where all of a sudden we have people, you know, with jobs in Sydney realising that they can do them from places like Coffs Harbour. They come back here. And then there are people who have been living overseas. And when COVID hit, they came home. And if they came home and they didn't have a job to come back to, they might have come home to where they grew up in somewhere like Coffs Harbour. And it just meant that we've had, you know, slightly more people than what we're normally used to and slightly less homes than what we probably needed to have. And that's compounded into a bit of an issue.
Is it kind of bad planning? I mean, there was a story last week in the Daily Telegraph where the Deputy Premier made a comment in there about people, rather than having to live by Coogee and work in Sydney, they could live at Crescent Head and work from there. Well, there's no housing in Crescent Head, buying or rental. Wouldn't that be something that, as a government, you'd be aware of?
Yeah, and it's something that during COVID, the state government put in, accelerated planning programs so that people who wanted to create jobs, they had an accelerated planning program, and it's been quite successful. What we're thinking now as a government is, well, if it's been successful during COVID, well, why don't we keep it? Why don't we keep it in the long term to have this accelerated planning program? Planning is one of those issues that is often we have to tread lightly around. But I think everyone could agree that it's a complicated process and probably too complicated, and planning takes too long. But this is also where the community comes in as well. I've seen myself, for instance, we've seen a backlash here in Woolgoolga where, you know, there was a development of some apartment blocks that were essentially blocked by the community. And you know, that's something that also has to be taken into consideration in the planning process. Community also has to be on board.
Yeah.
But I think the community also needs to look inwards and say, well, you know, do we want new homes for our children when they grow up? Well, if we do, we also need to allow them to be built somewhere.
Yeah.
And come to some sort of compromise and allow these developments to go ahead.